FM 90.3 WJTL. Yes, you can clap. Chris Tomlin and Ed Cash. Joy to the World, Unspeakable Joy. Love that version of that song. More music on the way, of course. A news check, your forecast, and so much more. It's the morning show today with Lisa and Liam.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. If you believe in the ministry of WJTL, stand with us today by sending your end of the year donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Manheim, PA, 17545, or make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com. Your support really does keep WJTL on the air, ministering to listeners in our area and online around the world 24 hours a day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our very special guest in the studio today, and I say that again, very special guest, is Jen Knepper of Gifts That Give Hope. Good morning.
Good morning.
It has been so long. It's been too long. I was so excited to see you on this schedule.
I was glad to see that you were here this morning.
Yeah. Who do you want to say hi to?
Good morning to my husband, Chad, and my three sons, Luke, Liam, and Levi.
Thank you, Chad, for the honey. Yeah. Yes. He still is working hard at that honey.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for the Twizzlers, too.
Yes. I bring you all the sweet things.
I love your gifts. So Gifts That Give Hope. Coming up December 10th in Lancaster County at the Farm and Home Center. I'm still bummed that it's not a Saturday anymore. No. It was so fun having kids' cookie break there.
It was. It was. We kind of lost our spot, so we are on Sundays for the foreseeable future.
Still, it's a great event. Love coming out to it. For people who have never been, explain what is a Gifts That Give Hope gift fair. It's a little different than what people might be used to.
Right. I describe it as a live version of a gift catalog. A lot of times people are familiar with Heifer International, how you can give a gift in honor of somebody. So it's that same concept. Heifer is there as well as 39 nonprofits this year that you can talk with them and learn about their mission and then purchase gifts that go to further their work, either here in Lancaster or around the world.
And sometimes you have special entertainment. You sometimes have like a little area, like a marketplace where we can buy like free trade things and such, or fair trade.
Yes. So when you walk in, straight ahead, you'll see the marketplace area where there's fair trade, social enterprise, business for good companies set up. And then we do have entertainment at noon, the Swan Group, the Scaling Walls a Note at a Time. I love that organization as well. They provide musical training and lessons for children who have an incarcerated parent. So they come around 12. So you want to come then, grab some lunch, and listen to them perform.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'd love to get them a Kids Cookie Break Fest.
Yes.
Yeah, love them. Now, I know you have a special anniversary this year. Talk about that.
The first time that we had the gift fair in December, it fell on December 10th, which the history buff in me knew that lined up with the Declaration of Human Rights that was first signed in 1948. And this year, it also falls on December 10th, and it's also the 75th anniversary of that being signed. And what we do to recognize that is we have a scavenger hunt that kids and anybody of any age can participate in, and you go around and learn about the different nonprofit organizations and the area of on the declaration that it lines up with. Mm-hmm. So, providing a welcoming place for refugees and immigrants, providing housing, education, access to clean water, all those things that are basic human rights. So we're really excited about that.
So December 10th, Farm and Home Center. What's the time?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. And where do we go for more information?
You can look for us on Facebook and Instagram at Gifts That Give Hope Lancaster. And our website is giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster.
All right. We'll talk more.
Okay.
Coming up, we have a news check, your forecast. Liam is standing by with a local news check. And Colton Dixon is standing by with a song coming up.
Well, that's hard.